gentlemen, have a nice night.
You too, sir.
Thank you.
Next application is case number 11375, the application of Carolyn E. Ortwine and Ann S. Berry. Site is located west of Silver Lake Road, being Route 1A, 602 feet north of Pine Lane. The 911 address is 20398 Silver Lake Drive, being Unit 4, Rehoboth Beach. The tax map ID is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 125, it being Unit Number 4. Requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. On this application, we held public hearing on April 7th of 2014. That public hearing was tabled, we received a request on 4/21 of 2014 to reopen and re-advertise. And we're here this evening to reopen that application. On the original application on April 7th, we received opposition from Ronald T. Moore, Dr. and Mrs. Eugene D'Amico, and Gary and Dana Williams. They were received on 4/7/2009 meeting, or 2014 meeting, excuse me. And we also received a letter of opposition from Ronald B. Hill that was received on May 14th of 2014. We received no letter of support. The same four letters of opposition I just referenced, and there were two mail returns. We also received at the request by the applicants to reopen reconsideration. They did supply some information, which I don't know if you already have, but I'll pass it down. This was received on May 12th. It is a copy of a letter from the applicants. The reasons for the granting of the standards of the variances and providing other reasons. Responses to the board's questions that were raised on April 7th. And some photographs of the interior portion of the building. And email in reference to the Lakeview Condominium Council with some signatures. And some photographs of the building and adjacent properties. I think I got it all. And they were provided, and then there's a site plan showing one of the questions raised related to the line of sight, and there's the last page of the copy of the window located on the adjacent building, which referenced the line of sight. And they're showing there is no encroachment on the line of sight other than what's already existing. And that's part of the record, and I just passed on copies.
Okay, and also part of the record, I noticed an indication that a Ronald Moore testified in opposition or had opposed this. Although I have a brother named Ronald Moore, it is a different Ronald Moore, one of three Ronald Moores, approximately the same age.
Yeah, that's correct. This is Ronald T. Moore.
Yes.
Originally from Seaver, now residing in Rehoboth.
That's correct. Different. Are you both of you want to testify? Okay. Can you give your full name and address for the record, please?
Carolyn E. Ortwine, 20398 Silver Lake Drive, Unit 4.
And Barry at the same address.
Okay. Do you both swear and affirm that the information you're about to give will be true and correct?
We do.
Okay, thank you. Yes, there was a case before the Supreme Court at one point that there was a question raised as to a Ronald Moore and having a conflict with me, and it turned out that the person who raised that did not investigate and find the right Ronald Moore.
Well, I hope this doesn't reach the Supreme Court.
No, hope not either.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm Carolyn Ortwine for the record. First, let me thank you for opening the hearing so that we would have an opportunity to testify. At the April 7th hearing, we were unable to be here. I was going to have cataract surgery in Arlington April the 8th at 6 a.m., so we weren't able to be there. instead.
How'd you do? Can you see well? Can you see well?
I just can't hear.
So I have to go.
Yes,
so
I had them done 2 weeks apart, and I'm.
It improved?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. 2020, the first time in my life.
Wow, great.
You'd strike that from the record. We were represented at the April 7th hearing by Thomas Ott, who is with the Total Access Elevator Company. We have contracted to build the elevator, and Rob Kaufman, who is the contractor who will do the actual construction. And there were a number of questions that were raised at that time, which we hope to answer tonight to the best of the court's or board's satisfaction. We did submit for the April 21st hearing some information, not realizing that the record was closed, so we'd ask that that just be disregarded and that you accept the April 7th testimony and any submissions as well as tonight's testimony for the record. We were here for the April 21st hearing, so this is our third hearing and hopefully our last. And we realized that this was a new procedure for us and that we needed some more information, and we met with Lawrence Lank, and we're very grateful that he spent time with us to walk us through the procedure and to make sure that we were as prepared as possible for this evening. So with your permission, if I may answer your questions from April the 7th. Mm-hmm. The first question was, is this a vacation home? This is not a vacation home. We purchased this home in 2011 as a permanent retirement home with the full intention of retiring here, living here full-time, making Delaware our permanent residence. We intend to age in place here. We don't vacation or winter in Florida or anything else. We are here. We spend over 6 months a year throughout the year in this home. The second question was, is the variance on common property or is it owned by the applicant? It is owned by our homeowners association, the Lakeview Condominium Homeowners Association. And you have in front of you the authorization support of by our board, of which there are four units. All four of us are on the board of our association. That's exhibit two. Exhibit three, which is in your packet, will show what the common property looks like. Question three, you were asking about my medical condition. As you can see, I'm not handicapped. I'm not in a wheelchair. But I do have degenerative arthritis, osteoarthritis, chondromalacia of my right kneecap. I've had my left knee replaced. Now my cataracts are gone. I'm wearing hearing aids. All the wheels are coming off. But I fully intend to age in this home, but it is a four-level townhouse. It's all vertical. And the third floor is the kitchen and the dining room. So we are lugging up groceries, ladders to change light bulbs, all kinds of things that have to go up to the living area. And it's very painful now. When we bought this house, we were under the impression from our realtor that the house had originally been constructed with the infrastructure, the vertical infrastructure for putting in an elevator. Two of the units, unit two and three, both have dumbwaiters that were built when the house was built. Those have now been converted. The shafts have been converted into interior elevators. When we started thinking about putting in an elevator, we had Delaware Elevator, Atlantic Elevator, Total Access, a builder from Echelon, Shell Brothers, by the name of Tim Tice, come out. Everybody came out and did a site visit, looked at our architectural drawings, which I brought in to show Lawrence a couple of weeks ago. There is no way, there is no vertical access in this building. That part of the house is built over the garage. Part of our neighbor's house in Unit 3 is built over the garage. If we were to go up the back of the house, it would take out one bedroom and part of the kitchen, or another bedroom and a bathroom. If we went up off the first floor hallway, it would take out a closet, the laundry room, and come right into the middle of the living room. So it was our first intent to build an interior elevator. That's what we had hoped for. We certainly didn't want to go through this procedure.
No offense.
But it just can't be done. And we can't even take it up the back of the house for reasons I just stated. So the only way that any of these elevator companies came up with, as well as Shell Brothers, was to build it on this exterior wall, on the south exterior wall, as far aft as possible, and using the overhang, one of the windows from an overhang. And I'm getting a little ahead
it's
of myself.
An access point.
And I will get into that. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. So at any rate, to build anything in the interior, we'd lose living space. It would be incredibly expensive, and it would be a massive remodeling project, and that's not why we bought this house, was to totally gut it and remodel it.
Sailing or power boating?
Sailing. Sorry. And rowing. Question five are the questions from the opposition, which is the condominium next door. And not from our condominium. Our homeowners are all in support of this. But the letters were factually incorrect. The shaft will not be located near any bedroom window. As you'll see from some of the exhibits, the adjacent property is located way forward of our building. And their bedroom window is way forward. This shaft will come up across from a driveway and their garage. I'm sorry.
I have a drawing here, and it's also in, I think it's in the last page.
It's Exhibit 7.
So what, if I hold it up here, you can...
What this shows is it's a Google Earth image with our site survey overlaid on top of it. This is our property here. This is the neighbor's property. This is the roof line of the property. There's a deck here, and this is their parking lot area behind. As you can see, their building is set way forward to our building here. This is a two-scale image or rendition of the proposed elevator shaft here. And what this image conveys is that this green triangle area is their line of sight towards the back of the house, by the way. It's actually their line of sight to an alley. But anyway, that current line of sight is obscured by the corner of our existing building here. This yellow line shows that. It will not be their line of sight, and they claimed that their line of sight from a side window, their bedroom window, would be obscured by this elevator shaft. And so what this shows is that the elevator shaft is well within the area that's already obscured by the existing building. So that their line of sight will not be obscured by this elevator shaft. So if you have any other questions.
You also had questioned the aesthetics of the building. You will see from Exhibit 4, the shaft will have the same stonework and the same siding, so it will look just like the side of the house. There is no exterior exit or entrance into this shaft. That will be done. You will enter the elevator through the garage. So this is just going to look like a big fireplace, if you will, on the side of the house, a chimney. and it will come out that window in Exhibit 4. That will become a doorway and go up to that first window on the west side. So the aesthetics will be the same. Exhibit 6A and 6B will demonstrate just where the shaft will be, and so that you can see it won't have any bearing on any adjacent property. And the other letter of opposition, we don't know who that person is or where they even live, so I can't address whatever his concerns are. We've addressed the line of sight. There will be no noise or pedestrian traffic. There's no sidewalk between the properties. It's just green landscaped area, and that will remain unchanged. The elevator will be good for the neighborhood because it will help retain our property values commensurate with those that are in the area. most of which have elevators, including two in within our condo. The southernmost unit, one of the letters of opposition came from the southernmost unit of the adjacent building. They can't see our building at all, so it has no impact on that unit, and I don't know who those people are. And Ronald Moore said that he had lived in our unit for 18 years and that he was familiar with the building and that we could put an interior elevator in there, and that just clearly isn't the case. I don't know what he thought he could do or what it was going to cost him or whatever, but it just isn't the case. We've had
the experts elevator. Tell us we can't do it.
Without extensive and very expensive remodeling of the whole house. One question was raised about the moving of our air compressor, the AC compressors. One definitely will be moved farther back towards the back of the house. And there's a propane tank that may have to come back. He'll have to determine that once it's built. And that's it for your questions that you had on the 7th.
I ask if they want to go through that.
And would you like me to go through the five standards for granting the variance? The Lakeview Condominium was built in 1986. The uniqueness is that two of the units were built with dumbwaiter shafts that could be converted into elevators. Two of them are unit and unit four were not. Unit four and unit one were not. The uniqueness is it's a reverse floor plan with a living on the third floor. It's a four-level townhouse. We are only asking to have the elevator go to the third level, not the fourth, which is a loft. Cannot otherwise be developed. There's no other property in that area that can be developed. There's one development currently breaking ground now, and that's about it. But our shaft will have no bearing on developing of the property. The variance will allow us a reasonable use of our property on our common ground. Again, this isn't a vacation home. This is going to be our permanent retirement home in the very near future. We didn't create this problem. Number four, it won't alter the characteristics of the neighborhood. As the appearance will blend in, exterior appearance will look very much the same. If you could look at Exhibit 1, that's the inside of the garage where the door will going out into the elevator, so that you'll see there's no exterior door. There will be no detriment to public welfare. Our association supports our property, and this is the minimum variance that will afford us relief. We thank you for your consideration.
Okay. Right, let's see. Is there any further questions from members of the board? I'll start with Mr. Wharton.
You say there's going to be the elevator is going to be stone just like
it's going to look exactly like
come out and be stone just like the bottom is and it talks and everything
exactly
looks the same.
Exactly. Same materials.
Just like a fireplace going up or something. Okay. No other questions.
Mr. Records?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes. Could you tell me again when you purchased the condo?
We purchased in October 2011.
So I think you stated that you didn't purchase the condo to remodel it.
No.
You don't consider the installation of an elevator shaft a remodel?
No.
Why?
Well, I consider that an addition. Just going up the exterior of the house, extensive remodeling is going to be moving of the mechanics, plumbing, losing walls, bathrooms,
kitchen,
part of
bathroom.
The kitchen.
So what you're stating is more of a major remodeling.
Oh, yeah.
If you had to do it inside the shaft.
Yes,
substantial.
And also on your comment about Well, the first standard of granting a variance about uniqueness. Tell me again what you said about how you felt about that.
Well, it's unique in that the two end units weren't built with the capability of putting in an elevator. The two center units were. They had dumb waiters that could then be converted into shafts. They have the vertical
the
access.
The dumb waiters which provide the vertical access.
Right. Were either one of those units available when you purchased this one?
No.
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
And you also said that you were under the that your real estate agent had suggested that it was compatible to for an elevator.
Right.
Before you purchased it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
No other questions.
No further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one.
Besides us.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like some more time for consideration, and so I would make a motion that we table case number, is this 11,375?
I would second that.
Same one? Yep.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we'll table case number 11,375 until our next regular meeting, or just
after? Yep.
Okay, until our next regular meeting.
Which is
June the 2nd.
Second.
May I ask a question?
All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,375 has been tabled. Okay.
I understood from Lawrence that there was another letter of opposition.
There was a letter from that we received this week from Ronald B. Hill.
And what is the opposition stated? Well,
who
is that?
Could we get a copy of that? We have no idea who the gentleman is or where he lives.
I'm not sure where he lives either. I just saw it.
He doesn't live on our street.
It doesn't say specifically. He said he owns a property owner on Cottage Lane. That would be Pine Lane right behind you, so I'm not sure where Cottage is.
Behind us.
Cottage goes off of Pine, I think.
Way back. You can't even see the house.
And what is the stated opposition?
There are other options for the installation of the elevator. Neighbors in the same complex have theirs installed inside.
Because of the dumbwaiter shafts.
Unfortunate as it is to have a handicap, the reason behind the elevator is for a handicap that is predicted in the future. A lot can happen before the future gets here. The property could be sold or a tragedy could happen. Listening to the owner's first hearing, it sounds to me like taking consideration of agent health should have been their responsibility when purchasing the property. It wasn't like there wasn't any inclination of a physical handicap prior to the purchase. This seems like a case of taking a situation that may or not even happen and preying on sympathy to get one's way when other options are available, and not really caring whether it affects their neighbors or not. And just thank you for your time. So that's all it said.
Thank you.
And you can certainly have a copy of the letter.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Okay, gentlemen, that takes care of all of our